Hello, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and good evening, everybody. This is a night for healing, so we're going to be doing a lot of instantaneous healing this evening. And if you can go to the Creation Light Ship spot on Don's website and just click on it, and then scroll down to this beautiful light beam that's there. We'll be activating here in the show here. And we'll now see if our guest host is on here. Sylvia, are you there, Sylvia?
I'm here. Good evening, and hello to everyone on this wonderful Saturday night. Hope you're all doing very good, and hope we can get that to be even better with tonight's wonderful healings for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show, and enjoy the wonderful healing opportunity that we have with the live healings from the Creation Light Ship. And in the event that we have some new listeners tonight, let's start out with just a brief description of what the Creation Light Ship is and why it's here at this time. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so the Creation Light Ship comes to humanity here once every 2,000 years for the ascension process. It's here to help the Earth Spirit ascend, and the Earth Spirit's going to eighth-dimensional reality. So it's going to leave this spiritual blueprint. There's already a new one created in 8D, which it did. And during the ascension time, it's just going to remanifest this brand new spiritual blueprint and go to 8D. And for us humans, we have the opportunity, if we choose to, it's our choice, if we choose to be in our body 100% for ascension, to take our physical body with us. So it's up to you if you love your body enough to be in your body. If you're not in your body, you're not going to ascend. It's as simple as that. So you must be in your body. This is why I do emotional healings for people, to help them get rid of their trauma so your spirit can come more fully into you. But you can go elsewhere if you wish. If your physical body cannot hold the resonance of your spirit, then the body will just be dematerialized instantly, like the whole universe will be, and then it just won't be reformed again, as the universe is being turned back on again. And the reason why the ascension time comes, or why the universe changes every 2,000 years, is because the dark side, which was never and not created by the light, the soulless beings want to come into the reality of light, and they kind of take over. And as you can see, as above, so below. This is kind of how we are right now. The energies of our space brothers are only 35% in the light and 65% in the darkness. So our space brothers are not protecting us very well, because they're not in the light completely. And if they would come into the light 100%, this is what I call the Galactic Federation and whoever's associated with that. If they come into complete spiritual integrity 100%, it'll be heaven on earth here before the universal shift. If not, then we'll just wait for that and we can all move on. And they can stop wars instantly. They can do earth changes instantly, clean the pollution up, the water, the air, everything here that's been infiltrated by the dark side, they can get rid of instantly if they choose to. And it's their conscious choice, just like it's our conscious choice, whether we choose to be in our bodies fully. So anyway, this is the time for ascension. It's it could be 2012, it could be earlier, it could be later. The light ship doesn't tell me any information when they're going to be doing the universal shift. But whenever they do, it's what's already planned, and it will happen. So this is what it's all about, is healings. And this is to help everyone get into their bodies more fully. So what we're going to first do is activate this beautiful light beam. So if you can, just click on Creation Light Ship Healing, and then scroll down a little ways, and you're going to see this beautiful light beam on your monitor. And we're going to do some water charging this evening. So I'd like you all to go and get a glass of water. Typically 8 to 12 ounces is adequate. And she's going to give you some divinely attuned water just for you. So you can get that maybe in the next few minutes here, if you would. And we'll do some energy charging now, this divine light beam. So if you want to just watch the monitor, and it'll begin to change slightly here. She'll have more radiance. the rays around her coming off her forehead or field, we'll just call that, will start to change colors. She'll become more three-dimensional. Her eyes will get a little brighter, emitting white light out of her eyes. And you may actually see her face actually kind of lift off your monitor. May have more colors in it. How's she looking for you, Sylvia?
Well, I see the colors around her becoming more vivid, and a lot of white light is also coming off of her face, and in addition to the colors around her, like the aura that's around her, and she's kind of coming out a little bit more than she was from, you know, a little bit more three-dimensionally looking, and it just feels very good to be in her presence.
Okay, so she'll start to work with you and work with your heart center now. So what we're going to do is chakra alignment here for everyone. This will help you receive more energy and be able to work more in your body with this invisible spiritual energy. So we're going to go to your heart center right now and move your heart center around. There we go. Go to your throat chakra. Perfect. Third eye. Perfect. Power chakra. And second chakra. And first chakra. So those of you who are sensitive will probably have felt your body energy shift a little bit here. And we're going to do an opening now. So heart chakra, front and back, spin, 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 open. And you're basically body width right now with your heart chakra. Same with your throat chakra now. Spin, 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 open. And third eyes next. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going to go down to your power chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Some of you are a little bit more out than others. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Perfect. Okay, next we're going to drop you down into your heart center if you'd like to do this. It's a very quick, easy exercise. We're going to take your waking consciousness. If you want to call it your ego, your thoughts, whatever. And we're going to drop that down into your heart center. So just kind of visualize if you like. And this is not a meditation. I don't recommend going out of your body for any of this process here. So you want to stay in your body. But just kind of visualize an elevator. The 10th floor, we'll say, is your forehead, your awakening consciousness. And the first floor is your heart center. This is where your spirit resides. This is where you want to go to throughout your whole lifetime for your spiritual guidance and not in your head. And this is where you want to go to for healings. So here we go. We're going to drop you down. So 10, 9, 8, and you're dropping down now. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And a little more here, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're saying two more times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There. Now you should be in your heart center. And you should feel the beautiful connection with this light being connecting to your heart center also. The divine only works through your heart. And now we're going to do some water charging. So I'd like everyone just to take their glass of water and either hold it in front of them in their hands, maybe on a counter possibly if you're at a table. If not, just put both hands on your glass of water. And this beautiful light being is going to activate the water for you. This will be special light codes being put into the water to help you for re-energizing your body. It might help you to detoxify your body. That's what you actually need now for nutrients. So she's beginning now to do this activation. It'll take about maybe a half a minute or so. And right now she's activating you. And you may feel the energy going from your heart through your arms into your fingers. Some people experience like tingles. Some people feel their hands actually vibrate and buzz. And she's just doing her work now to help you. And she'll be done in about 15 seconds here. this water is just for you. And if you don't want to drink all of it, then just put the rest of it, maybe like a half a cup, maybe a third of a glass in your bath water this evening. And it'll actually energize the bath water, and you'll feel very nice taking a bath. The water is just outstanding. Okay, she's staying a little bit longer for some people, so she wants about 10 more seconds here. And again, you can watch the beautiful light beam. If you move in front of your monitor from left to right or right to left, you can actually see her eyes watching you because she is alive now. This is a living entity looking at you. Her spirit energy is definitely in this monitor picture of her. There, she's ready. So, I'd like you all just to kind of have a sip of water or whatever you want to take of the water now and just see how it tastes. And do you have your water, Sylvia?
Yeah, I do. And I just took a sip, and it tastes so good, and it's very, very energizing for me tonight.
Yes. Mine tastes very juicy, kind of silky. So it's wonderful.
Oh, that's great.
So if anyone would like
Ron,
to call in?
Oh,
yes,
go ahead.
If anyone would like to call in the next 15 minutes, we will accept phone calls during the healing sessions here. So that would be okay if you want to describe your water or kind of maybe what you have felt in the past with healings. It's really nice to have people talk because they can describe what they've experienced, and it helps other people do healings too because they can realize that it is possible to have feelings over the Internet, even though you're just watching your computer monitor here. So what we're going to do now is a process of getting you more into your body. This is what the light shift is here to do, is to help you do this here. This is what Jesus taught when he was walking the earth, although his life was cut about 18 years short because he was not protected by the Galactic Federation. That's what he said on the cross. If you can remember the Bible, why do you forsake me? That was the Federation that he was talking to. They didn't want to have him go through the ascension process with all the people because the dark side lives on your emotional energy. And so they were infiltrated by the darkness, and they wanted to get rid of the messenger to help everybody in humanity here. Some information that you might need. People say, why? Is there a God out there? How come the world is so much in a mess? Why do we have wars? You know, why do people get killed with no reason at all? So the basic New Age philosophy is, well, you had a spiritual contract. Well, as of this point in time right now, as of 2 years ago, there's no more reincarnation here that's forced upon you. That's been abolished by the creation light ship. Remember, this is the light ship that created you. And they're here now to take over the ascension process. Although the Galactic Federation still has some time to work and to come into the light if they choose to. And like I said, they're 35% in the light. They moved up 2 years ago. They were 20% in the light. And now they're 35, which is very good. But they're still not in the light fully. So until they do that, don't expect miracles here to happen for everybody because you're blocking the energy. So what we're going to do now is do some entity releasing from you. And this is going to help you get more into your body. Remember, if you're not home, who is? And most people are 20% in their bodies, which means that since your body's a host for energies, means that you'd have 80% of entities in you. And that's why you may not have real clear thoughts, why you may forget things a lot during different days, why you may have a different MO different days, do different strange things. Entities come in when you argue. They can go from one person to the next. So they'll bounce back and forth and continue the argument until they get enough spiritual energy to live on. And emotional energies are strictly emotional bodies of people who passed on. They're still stuck here. And they're an earth-based energy. They never look out of your eyes. So they need your spiritual energy to work and to live, much like the dark side. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of you back into your body right now. And you're coming in now. I'll count to 10. and just kind of sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. You don't need any kind of belief system. The divine doesn't care what you believe. You just need to show up. So here comes more of your spirit back into your body to bring you more wholeness. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. And you may feel your body getting heavier. And that's how you know if you're in your body. When you're out of your body, you're very light. And when you're out of your body, your eyes are normally glossed over because there's nobody home. When you're in your body, your eyes are very bright. And you can actually see light being emitted from some people out of their eyes when they're really in their bodies. So doing some more entity clearing here for everyone. And there we go. Energies are leaving you right now. Okay, I'm going to bring you more into your body. We've collected the spirit fragments of you that have left from the pain and trauma of living here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to do one more clearing, getting rid of some more entities. Okay. And here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. And so, when I mentioned the word God before, the Gothic Federation, to disempower everyone here, created these God images outside of yourself. So that allows you to pray to this mind consciousness, using your thoughts to go to some consciousness outside of yourself. And there's little energy pools of God and all different types of energy pools out there which resonate to what you're thinking. And one of these is a God energy. Remember, the teachings of Jesus is to go within. And that separates you from mind energy. So there's two basic energies that we work with here. Heart energy, which very few people work with. And mind energy, which most people work with. Or thought energy. So you want to definitely do all your healings from your heart. That's where your spirit is, and that's where you're fully self-empowered. So by dropping you down into your heart center, this allows you to have this nice channel made for you already. So it should be very easy for you to do this yourself. This is a tool that I'm helping you with at this time. So you can drop into your heart center to connect to your spiritual guidance. This is the only way you're going to find your guidance. To go to your heart. This is the true you. And we're going to do a healing now. This is what I do for people. This is an emotional clearing. This clearing is going to release from you trauma. It's an instantaneous healing. Each person has between 3 to 5 light beings working with you during this clearing process from the creation light ship. And here we go. We're going to go from this point in time to your last birthday. So 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. One more year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. There, you should feel pretty good right now. Being cleaned out of entities, connecting to your spirit inside of yourself, and having some emotional trauma released from you. So I'll do another clearing. I'll do a mental clearing for everyone. Same process. And this is what I charge $5 a year for each year of your life. Take your age times 5. If you're over 60, I don't charge over $300. Those years are free. So here we go. This is a mental clearing. It's like defragmenting your home computer. And you should have your thoughts being a little more clear to figure things out with. You should be able to think faster. And it gets rid of that just energy that you may have, like kind of being in a daze sometimes. So here we go. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And again, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And again, another year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. There we go. So how are you feeling, Sylvia?
Very good. I felt a lot of energy just kind of going through the chakras with that, and it just feels very, very good, very light and kind of free.
Okay, so what we're going to do next is give you an experience here with the light beam that's on your computer monitor. So what we're going to do is bring in the male light beings. Who's in there now is a female. So we're going to ask her to leave now. And you may see the energy kind of disappear on your monitor screen. This looks like a picture. We're going to ask for the males to come through here for you. This is a nice experience. The males are a little more intense. On the light shift, the female's role is to interface their healing and to monitor the healings that you're having. And so the females are basically in charge of all the energies, and the males do the work. So here we go. The males are going to come into your monitor right now, and they'll feel a little different. Maybe not quite as emotional as the females. Okay, they're starting right now, and they'll come in a group of three. Somehow the males come in threes all the time. And how's it looking to you, Sylvia?
It's starting to change a little bit. Like there's just something a little bit different to me on my monitor about the shape of the face, especially in the chin area. And it just has a different kind of feel to it. And the energy seems pretty high.
Okay, they're coming in a little stronger right now for everyone. So they're going to come in stronger for about 15 more seconds here.
And yeah, I'm starting to get a lot of tingles. I can just feel the energy in the room kind of sizzling a little bit.
Yeah, they're more electric typically than the females. And they're going to do a healing on you. They'll connect with your heart naturally. This is how they connect. They don't use mind energy for healing. They use heart energy. Remember, the divine is heart energy based, love energy. And down here we have mind energy. Like I said, probably 98% of the healers today use mind energy. And in a sense, it's kind of manipulation, as you're using thought forms to do the healing work or to do what you want to do for you to bring something into your life. And very few people actually use the heart energy for healing. I think it's getting better now, though, but typically some churches teach about mind treatment, mind healings. One of the New Age churches does that. So they should be teaching, heart treatment instead of mind treatment. You know, they use the term spiritual mind treatment. And I wish they would switch it over and change your whole format to spiritual heart treatment. It'd be a lot nicer, lot nicer energy. Because you're then connecting with spirit to spirit as opposed to mind to mind. Okay, so here we go. They're fully activated now as far as they'd like to come in. And again, they're connecting to your heart center and just kind of request your healing now inside of your head. And again, if you'd like to move in front of your monitor, maybe about 3 foot, both sides of your monitor, just kind of rock your body back and forth. You watch their eyes actually tracking you because they are alive right now. This is a living energy in your monitor from the light beings on the light ship. And when they come into your monitor, either females or the males, normally your house will have a clearing because entities will not want to stick around with this high vibrational energy from the creation light ship. And when I go to events, if I bring them into a room, doesn't matter what size the room is, the volume normally drops about 2/3. All of a sudden it gets very quiet. So you might actually feel that yourself in your room. You can almost hear a pin drop. Like the air is completely purified. And so just request your healings now. Remember, the light only works in the now. Everything that's not in the now is a projection of thought. And it's, in a sense, the matrix. And since the light only works in the now, it only sees you in perfection at each now period when it looks at you. So you go from now to now to now to now to now. And if your now is not what you want it to be, if you don't feel like you're in perfection, like maybe you have some kind of physical problem with you, the light chip will only see you in the now, which sees you as far as the creation that you created as being perfect. And if you don't like the creation that you created, on whatever level it was created on, you can change that by asking for a healing. And remember, what you're dealing with in this lifetime, with New Age metaphysics, they sort of tell you that your thoughts create your reality. And on the light ship, that is 100% correct. Down here, because of the darkness that's here, remember, as above, so below. So the Galactic Federation being the above, and the below is us here. As long as they're out of spiritual integrity, we are out of spiritual integrity here. And so what happens is that this beautiful energy that should be coming to us from the light ship is not coming because they're not allowing it to be with us. And so the reason why people don't heal is because you're not on your body 100% and you have emotional baggage and traumas, so you want to release those so you can go through a healing process. And the light ship only sees you in the now, and what you're dealing with is the beliefs of your past ancestors. Remember, your body is like a walking history of your ancestors as far as its DNA, and that creates the reality of your physical body. So New Age metaphysics, since they say your thoughts create your reality, you could go outside and trip and hurt yourself, and the New Ager will say to you, gee, what were you thinking to trip? Well, you go, gee, I didn't trip. They say, you know, why did you have sexual abuse issues when you were, 12 years of age? Well, you weren't thinking of that. It just happened to you. It's your body wanting to have a healing done. So it kind of came forward with that issue, which is programmed in you to come forward. So your thoughts really don't create your reality. You can use manipulation through connecting to the energy of people's thoughts and forcing energy to work for you. But if your thoughts did create your reality on a divine level, you could hold your hand out and manifest a $100 bill in it instantly. And I do this at workshops, and naturally people look at me like I'm crazy because they know that would never ever happen, but yet they believe their thoughts control their reality, which isn't true. And so just know that the mind control here is so strong from I'll use the word negative soulless extraterrestrials that are maybe outside of our reality, the darkness that's beamed into our planet from who knows where, and also controlling everybody on the planet. It's just very unfortunate, but, you know, we're their food source, so this is what they live on. So this is changing now, but your thoughts, will only control your reality to a certain extent here, and if not at all, because of the mind control. So everything is based basically in your heart center. So it's much better to work with the divine in your heart, like Jesus taught, as opposed to working with your consciousness, your mind, working with the energies outside of yourself. So always go to your heart to do your manifestations. It'll be much easier for you. And then you're not manipulating anybody's free will or the thought energy of mind will. And that's the basic difference, is what he was trying to teach people, was to go to your heart to connect to the divine energy. So any questions, Sylvia, that I might need to clear up for people? Or?
Well, I had an idea that we could talk just a little bit more about what you mentioned in the beginning of the hour about the ascension to the eighth dynamic that's coming up, and what the light ship does to help people that want to prepare for that ascension, and how people that do want to do preparation can go about that. We've talked a little bit about some of those things, like getting 100% in your body, doing the emotional clearing to get rid of the densities and things that prevent your spirit from actually coming into the body. And is there anything else that we can bring up about how to prepare?
Well, I have many ways to help people. If you can do it yourself, that's wonderful, but typically to do an emotional clearing on yourself for this lifetime, it could take you probably 10 lifetimes to do one lifetime here, and then it wouldn't even be complete, and time is too short right now. On other planets, what happens is that normally around 250 years before the ascension process, everybody works on themselves because this is like graduation day, and you're able to take your body with you, so they know about this, so they work on themselves to release their densities out of their DNA, this baggage that they're carrying, so when they do conceive a child, the child is much purer than they are. And that goes on and on and on until where we are right now, the person is probably about 95% cleared out and ready to graduate and take their body with them to a higher consciousness. Well, what happened to our planet here is that before Jesus came, naturally, Buddha came. And so what he did, he taught about reincarnation. The dark side crept in there and brought up reincarnation, and everybody's now believing about reincarnation, which really set us back. So he gave everybody the chance to be a spiritual teacher. He's supposed to be teaching ascension. The dark side came to him, told him about why you're stuck here, and that you're a bad person because you had something go wrong in your last lifetime, so now you're incarnated. So you lost 500 years at that time. So Jesus was supposed to come. You'd be 500 years already in preparation for ascension. And then he'd come and just do like a cleanup process. And instead, it didn't work that way, and he had to do much more work. And then the dark side killed him because they didn't want to lose their host, their energy of the emotions of people. So what I do is the emotional clearings on people down here. This is the same thing that Jesus did 2,000 years ago, to clean out the density so you can come into your body. Remember, what's blocking you is your baggage, the imprinting from your ancestors. And your bodies will actually try to kill itself to get well because it wants to actually ascend. So it will bring up issues continuously to you so you can release them. And there are people who are conscious who actually feel energies and they go, wow, I have this ache or pain here. And they'll work on it and get rid of it before it manifests into an illness. But I think most people just kind of see it as an ache or pain and they let it go. And eventually, as you become older, you start having all these physical problems. Because the body organism can actually heal itself instantly if the traumas are released. But you have to have your spirit with you to do that. So the main thing that I do is the emotional energy clearing. Takes 1 hour to do, and that puts you into your body because your spirit cannot and will not come into your body. If you have your own way of doing it, I know there's the process of Dianetics. I've seen them quite a few times at different expos that I've went to, and they have a little machine. And you can hold these odds and think of a thought, and they'll watch the meter move back and forth, and they can say, well, you have an issue here. And then they do their own clearing. So that works too, but I think time is probably too short. Ascension could be what people talk about as 2012, or it could be even sooner than that, and it even could be later. It doesn't make any difference, but you still should be in your body to be responsible for yourself and your actions. I do past life clearings. I do many other clearings. I can clear your spirit from its initial conception, from the source energy, back to this particular date right now in time. These are all light ship healings. There's nothing down here on the Earth like this. The Galactic Federation, which has most of the healers working with their techniques and stuff, all the New Age practices are brought down here by them. And there are beautiful beings from the Federation in the light still, but the whole Federation is not in the light completely. And they created, naturally, the spiritual hierarchy. So that means that there's more beings in the light and some in the light and some partially in the light, and it just goes on down. Why do you need a hierarchy if you're going to be in the light? You're either in the light or you're not in the light. And so, you know, like I tell people, like the song with Jethro Tull, it just starts off thick as a brick. I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. So I'm hoping that I can make everybody think on this show who's listening, to kind of get a grip on it. This is your graduation time. Do you love your body enough to save it, to give it life, you know, and another dimension? Because it's crying out to have this done. I mean, it's trying to graduate now, and it's up to you to make the move to clear yourself out. One person I was talking to today, and they thought, well, there's some persons who channeled information from the Galactic Federation, naturally. This is where all the information comes from. And he's talking about the 100th monkey scenario. I go, well, that doesn't hold true at all. His information is false. You know, nobody's going to be riding through Ascension with the 100 monkey scenario, having somebody else do the work and you benefit from it. That's not the case. Everyone must be in their body if they choose to ascend. If you're not in your body, you won't be ascending. So the ascension process will be instantaneous. This is the way creation keeps track of its energies, basically. And the whole universe will become dematerialized. At that point, everything that's of the light will be, in a sense, set free from the darkness. And then you're going to have the chance to go to where you wish to go to for your next incarnation. And if you love your body enough, your body will go with you. If not, your body just won't be rematerialized again because there'll be no spirit in the body to do this. And then at that point, your spirit will leave like it would normally do. Here, most people are trapped here. And at this time, they won't be. So now you're going to be able to go out and explore the universe like you normally would be doing after each lifetime. This is a very special time for everyone. And I'd love to see everyone on this planet do the ascension process because everybody that's born today knows about it and your spirit knows about it. But it's up to you to do the work to release your baggage to get fully into your body. So we're going to do a little healing here. I'm going to have everybody get put into their bodies 100%. You're going to be feeling the energy that you were when you were first born, okay? This is when your spirit was in your body. Your body really had no judgment at that time. And this is probably before you got spanked, okay? Otherwise, you'd be traumatized. So here we go. The light ship is going to do this for you to have this experience so that you can see what it's like to be fully in your body. Staying in your body is your responsibility. The light ship's not going to hold your hand and keep you in your body. It's up to you to do this. But they are going to show you how it feels. So I'm going to count to 10. And at that time, you're going to be fully in your body, just as you were when you were first born. And they're also going to take away mind control that's being transmitted to us here. This includes radio waves, TV signals, we'll say, radio signals. You know, use the word EMF. And they're going to take away the mind control from off-planet negative ETs that are here to prevent you from ascending, to block your energy system. So they're doing that right now. I'm going to count to 10, and you're going to be released from mind control momentarily for probably a few minutes here. So they're ready to do this for you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. And you should feel your mind kind of quieting down. You may feel your shoulders relaxing as these energies are being released from you. And now we're going to put you into your body just like you were when you were first born. This should be the same feeling that you should have daily. So I'm going to count to 10 again. Remember, there's nothing for you to do. Just showing up is all that you have to do and be to have these healings done. This is the divine working for you. It's instantaneous. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. This is how you felt when you were first born, with your spirit fully into your body. How does that feel, Sylvia?
Oh, it's wonderful, and it's interesting that you mentioned right before you had talked about how your shoulders would probably relax when the mind control energy had been blocked off. And right before you mentioned that, I noticed that just all the muscles in my body really relaxed, especially the shoulders. So that's interesting. I had no idea that kind of, you know, all that energy that's hitting us can create that kind of tension and stress in the body. And then when you did the second part, putting us fully in the body, I just felt my whole heart area kind of expand and open up, and just a really wonderful feeling of being, you know, centered in that space and fully present in that heart energy.
Mm-hmm. So they're doing this for you momentarily here, just to have the feeling of it, so you know what it's like to be in your body. And they're overriding the emotional density, so giving you that experience here. So this is more of like a feeling sensation that you would have. And remember, right now you can connect with your spirit and your heart center. This is who you are. And just connect now and ask for some guidance. And this is where you want to be all the time in your life.
You know, we talked a lot about the ascension process tonight, and maybe before we go up to the ship, we could bring in the energy of ascension so people could get a chance to feel that as well.
Oh, that'd be great, sure. So what we're going to do is we'll do that right now then. So we're going to bring in, I'll do two things. We'll bring in the energy of the Star Bethlehem. This is an energy that the Creation Lightship created, and it came to our planet to transmit the light frequencies down to the people. So I'll let you feel this Star Bethlehem energy, and I'll count to 10, and it'll be coming into your living room, your bedroom. It'll enter normally through the ceiling and just fill your room with this wonderful energy. So, and then we'll bring in the energy that the light ship used for the ascension of Jesus. So first to the Star Bethlehem. So here it comes, stronger, perfect. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty good. I'll make it a little stronger for those who may not be able to feel it. And what I will say is that men normally are 1 in 100. They can feel energy. One person in 100 can, and women are about 50-50. So if you don't feel these healings, know that they're working anyway. Don't beat yourself up, because the healings are working for you. So we're bringing the energy stronger. So here it comes, stronger, stronger. That feels great. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Beautiful. Feels great. How do you feel it, Sylvia?
Oh, it's really magnificent. It came to in my room with a lot of white light energy, and just a very kind of high, I don't know, like a high frequency feeling, just very, very good.
Yes. Okay. We'll leave this energy with you. Animals just love this high-frequency energy, too. So if you have any animals around, they're probably just purring or just laying around and loving the energy here. So we're now going to bring in the energy that the light ship, the creation light ship, transmitted to Jesus for his ascension process here. And this is going to come into your room right now. So again, I'll count to 10. And they're ready to bring it into you. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll get a little stronger for those who need it a little bit more. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There. That feels great. It's a very, very soft energy. Very loving. It's just a great energy to have. It makes you want to, like, lift up.
Yeah, it's interesting that you describe it that way, because first you said soft, and to me it actually kind of ascended or descended, I guess, through the ceiling and on my head and around my body. I felt, you know, just almost like when you put a a comforter around you, and it just has that feeling all around you, and then, it just does make you feel very uplifted as well.
Yes, so it's great. So bring in the energy of Jesus now, and Jesus is different than Sananda. So they are completely different spirits. They're not the same. So bring in the energy of Jesus that walked the earth 2,000 years ago. So here he comes here, and we're going to bring in his first cause, spirit energy. So here he comes, stronger, 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 it feels great, stronger, 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 and stronger. There. So you can ask Jesus for spiritual healing if you like, a physical healing, whatever type of healing you'd like to have, and also guidance. So let you just have this space here. And remember, the light ship doesn't care what your beliefs are. They'll help you out as much as they can do. But they need you to be in your body for the ascension process. That's why they show up at the end of every 2,000-year cycle. They're here for just a short time. The light ship came 2 years ago, last February. And they're here now to help people for the ascension process. And it's up to you to do the work. We're going to do another healing here with the light beam that's on your monitor. These are still the male energies there. And we're going to have them come into you. And if you have a physical problem, what I'd like you to do now is request your healing inside of your head. And we're going to increase their energy into your room. And you can also ask Jesus for healing too. Remember, Jesus works with these light beams that are on your monitor screen. And you can have a team of doctors and Jesus working with you. I'm also going to bring in another energy into your room. I'm going to bring in the energy of Mary Magdalene, Jesus' twin flame energy. So this is going to be a very powerful session for you tonight. So here she comes. Stronger, 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 and they feel very balanced, stronger. Okay. So I'd like you just to ask for healings now. Remember, the light only sees you in the now. So you have to keep requesting healings, and they'll do as much as they can do according to how much you have released your emotional baggage. Remember, the emotional baggage and your traumas that you have experienced in this lifetime and what your ancestors gave you as like your gift that you have to work with now is what's creating your illnesses. So you need to clear those out before you get a perfect 100% healing normally. Although I have had miracle healings without having anybody do any work also. But just keep asking for your healing. Maybe ask every 15 seconds here. Because the light only sees you in the now, and just asking one time is not enough for most people. Remember, the light's seeing you when you ask only. So you must always request healings. They will not keep working with you. They'll feel that you got your result that you wanted and desired. So, okay, we're just still running some more energy into you from these different light beings here. They're all on the creation light ship, and they're here to assist you. And we're going to bring in another energy to help you with healing tonight. We're going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary. And here she comes, stronger, stronger. This, again, is her first cause energy of her creation on the creation lightship where she resides. And down here we know her as Mother Mary. Elsewhere she'd be somebody else. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. There. That feels wonderful. And how's that for you, Sylvia? Are you floating yet?
Between all of these different energies that have come in and the healers from the ship, I am definitely floating. Feels amazing.
And we'll bring in a couple of the archangels here to help you out, too. Remember, you're still in your heart center. You should be there. If you're not, I'm going to drop you back down again here if you went up into your head. You don't want to be in your head for these healings. So here we go. Dropping down again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's wonderful. That feels good to me. So we'll bring in another energy, one of the archangels, and we'll bring in Archangel Michael. So here he comes. This is his first cause energy again of his creation. So here he comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. We'll bring him next, I believe, for his counterpart, which materialized here in the body of Joan of Arc. And so here she comes, connecting again to her first cause energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. For me, they blend very nicely together. How about for you, Sylvia?
Yeah, it's very beautiful, very balanced energy when they're together.
Yeah. So bring in another healer, and this is another saint. And this is wonderful if you can Google this lady. It's Saint Bernadette. She's beautiful. Just look at her pictures of her. So here she comes. She worked with Mother Mary in Lourdes, France, and she found the healing waters. So here she comes, stronger. Remember, request your healings in your head all the time now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll bring in another energy, another archangel. And it looks like Archangel Raphael would like to come in. here comes Archangel Raphael. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Feeling very nice where I am here. And we'll bring in, it looks like Melchizedek would like to come in. So here comes Melchizedek. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll bring in one more energy before we close the show here. We'll bring in the energy of, Metatron. So here we go. This is first cause energy on his creation. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, I guess we're going to be closing now. It's about an hour for the show here. We're a little bit over, I think, time. So, we're going to just say blessings to all of you. The light beams on your screen, these beautiful doctors, will be activated for the next half an hour. And I'm sure those light beings that came in and Jesus and Mother Mary and all of them will be with you for a half an hour also. So just sit back and relax. And my contact information is on the website there, on Don's website, and also on my own. So just connect with me if you'd like to have some further healings. And this is the Creation Lightship doing this for you. And I'll just say blessings to all of you. And good night.
Blessings to all and good night, and we'll see you on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific next week. And until then, enjoy this beautiful divine healing energy. Good night.
Good night.